to make sure your microphone is relative to your face.
I'm trying to scoot up.
What was the duck face thing you just did? You're like, come on, you want a gym tan laundry?
I could never be into a guy like that.
Shout out to Jersey Girl.
God. Jersey Girl.
I would see these Instagrams of these dudes who, like, basically just stand in front of the mirror, like the full-length mirror that they have in their fucking condo with their granite countertops and their fucking fresh-to-death shoes that go with their fucking skinny jeans with their outfit, and they're all like, dude, if I was not gay, man, I mean, if I was gay, I'd totally do me. Like, just weird shit that they say to themselves, like selfie.
Does anybody actually talk to themselves that way?
Totally. Dudes in New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah. So it's sort of like when I say New Jersey, I might want to be like
head mentally trying to think, who do I know from New Jersey?
Well, I'm saying I might want to be more specific and say, like, well, I moved away. And then I came back.
Okay, but you're not like that.
No. I don't know anybody that's like that either, but it does, and it's an existence of a subculture of dudes that are just like, dude, nobody's got these fucking Nikes. Nobody. Okay? They made two pairs. The guy, they fucking invented them, and I've got the other pair.
Is this like the male version of Snooki?
I mean, they're just, I can't hear their voice. I'm making up a voice to go along with a caricature.
You're basically talking about a very stereotypical douchebag.
I'm reading what they're saying, though, so I know it's douchey. They're not just looking douchey, because that would be misrepresentation. Maybe they're looking douchey and they're the sweetest guy who's, like, helping out of the hospital.
So the douchebaggery has been verified?
Well, because they're saying it. They're saying out loud. They're wording it on their Instagram and saying a bunch of stuff that's just like, today's shoe porn. Yeah. And so, yeah, these guys exist by the fucking thousands.
I will say I have run across some things like that on Instagram that baffle me.
Yeah.
It just baffles me. What baffles me is...
how you can get fucking deleted for no reason. That's awesome.
No.
That makes me feel real great about fucking building our following.
Okay. No, what baffles me are these people, these, like, professional, like, obsessive selfie takers.
Oh.
That are constantly taking pictures of themselves.
Well, if you're hot, dude, guess what? People want to see those selfies.
Okay, but what does that do?
What does it do? It turns you into
seriously, what is having...
Start inviting people over from Craigslist get to go home again.
What does having a 500,000 Instagram followers mean?
Nothing. Zero. Zeroness.
I mean, it gives you some marketing value.
Maybe.
But...
those analytics can be screwed around with now. Now to the fact, like, it's like, if you have an Instagram and it's working, then be happy it's working, because tomorrow it might not be, because they're owned by Facebook and they're very getting conservative.
They are.
They'll be like, you know, I love when they give you infractions and they're sort of like, here's a link to one of the things you might have done three pages deep. We're not going to tell you specifically what it is or give you an invitation to go ahead and remove it within 24 hours and we'll just fucking wipe the whole thing.
It feels sort of censorship.
That's what's going on with YouTube. YouTube decided to fucking be assholes. We have a YouTube station just because YouTube exists. We'll just make that very clear.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
have to come to Vimeo.
Yeah, go to Vimeo or Jack D's because, you know.
Because YouTube doesn't like
Because fuck the establishment. Don't do what they want you to do.
So I said today...
and watch the stoner logs, because there's more coming.
Okay, so I said... what was it about the Dixie, the Confederate flag?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, the Confederate flag is stupid. They should get rid of it. And you're like, we shouldn't have flags. We should pledge allegiance to the world. And so...
very, very Jacques Fresco.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, well, I guess you either need to find a nice anarchist nation on the beach or
Joe Rogan,
like,
posted something funny about the General Lee and removing a 30-year series from TV land because he said actually that what it stood for was Daisy Dukes, which basically told you that you were getting ass on either level, guys or girls. Mm-hmm. That guys also wear Daisy Dukes to show that they want some ass. So I thought that was funny. I put it up, and then you responded back as if I had been, you know, like in support of the flag the whole time. I don't believe in the flags. Why don't you pledge allegiance to the world? Because that's who we are, a bunch of humans. Let's be together.
And I said that either makes you an anarchist or a hippie.
I am a neo-hippie. It's a new word. I coined it.
You say that I'm a neo hippie. You usually
we're neo hippies. We're neo hippies.
I don't even know what that is, but
you don't have to. You know.
Is it a good thing? It's a compliment.
It's not a bad thing.
Okay, I'll take it then.
It means that you are constantly trying to evaluate whether you could do things a little better, and that is something that people do on a grand scale for work. Or for sports, or for some particular, like they go to, you know, the workout of the day over at the fucking CrossFit thing. You want to beat your personal best. But really, just this whole thing is about just a bunch of people and not competing, I think. Like, let's work together. Yes, it's very hippie-esque. Okay? All right. Whatever. You know what?
I just need sweet.
It's idealistic, and I can start playing some fucking Imagine right now, and fucking, you know, get all into it.
The softer side of Damien. So it's just funny to me because every time I suggest like whatever it was I said, and you're like, okay, Rainbow Smurf, like it's so ridiculous.
Well, no, I said Rainbow Smurf not because of what you thought, which is that I thought it was ridiculous, which it was not. It's because you had a rainbow picture on your profile, and everyone's doing the rainbow profile picture, and I called you Rainbow Smurf.
Okay, that's
so
fine.
That's where I was coming deal. From.
Okay, but I think that is a big deal.
It is, and it isn't. And here's why. It is because it needed to happen.
Right.
It isn't because it should never have been an issue to begin with. Number two, okay. Also, at certain points, there can only go so long just totally giving a Heisman hand to things that make logical sense. This was the next thing in line at the fucking queue that was supposed to be passed to make logical sense because we're all fucking human since 2015. So, yes, marijuana will be legalized someday in Georgia. I don't know. Maybe 10 years from now, 9 years from now. I don't have a fucking, not Nostradamus. But I will say on that day, I'm not going to jump for joy like the Toyota commercial because it was legalized. All I'm going to do is go to my local dispensary and enjoy the gift of being able to have a chance to choose what I decide to purchase and go home with and not have to sit at home and go, I'm kind of like rationing this because I don't know when I'm going to get my next thing because, you know, I don't know what's going on. So I'm being kind of conscious about my consumption. That's my position, and that's liberty. You should be able to do whatever the fuck you want to do. If you want to go jump out of fucking, you know, planes, you can do that. You just sign a waiver and you go.
Here's what I think. I think that, you know, we want to see these changes happen in the world around us, but we don't want to do the work. And so when something like that happens, because getting the Supreme Court to make that ruling took years and years and years and years and years. And so what I'm saying is that it takes so long for those things to work their way through the legal system and to even make it to that point. And the amount of time and effort that goes into that, that when something like that is achieved, to me, part of that celebration is like, is in appreciation for what these people do for you because we're not willing to do the work. I'm not lobbying.
And I'm not negating your you know, you have a right to feel elated about that happening. My issue is that this is all hashtag distraction that they utilize as a way to keep you focused on the minutia of things that Jesus Christ, this should fucking not be a fucking thing. And everyone's like, yeah, totally, yeah. And everyone agrees, but at the same time, the legal system just sort of thumbs their nose at it and they go, all right, you know what? 2015, summerish fall 2015, let it drop. Okay. Marijuana, Georgia, 2021. Let it drop then. Christmas.
This is your prediction.
You know, paradigm is that we have this fair system and it's governed and by these, you know, different branches that are all kind of working together to make sure that there is no, and there's oversight and all this. And then when it comes down to is like most Americans, no matter if they're CNN watching or Fox watching or whatever watching, BBC watching, they're going to come back and tell you, I don't really think that that's what's going on.
World's best t-shirt site.